In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Notice that when Jesus begins his public ministry, which consisted in proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of God, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. One of the first things he did was call disciples. Now, this shouldn't surprise anyone, because after all, that's what he came to do, is to call people to repentance, to call them to follow him from this world into everlasting life. But he called, first of all, very special disciples, those who would become the 12. And so we have Simon and Andrew. Andrew, who was the first called, the protoclete. Simon, who would become Peter, the prince of the apostles. And then the sons of Zebedee, James and John. And they responded to Jesus and left their livelihood, in this case being fishermen, and followed Jesus. We too are called by Jesus, though not in the same way, and even among ourselves not in the same way. Jesus calls us, and what are we to do? We are to follow him, and that means we leave behind anything which is contrary to his message and to following the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.